Can you hear the mute? Okay. All right, we'll see you. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you this morning, and I spread my hands to thee. I thank you, dear Lord, for giving us another opportunity, dear Lord, to come into your presence, dear Lord. Just thank you for another opportunity, dear Lord, to get it right. Dear Lord, I ask that you will please just bless each and everyone under the sound of my voice, dear Lord. Dear Lord, and just we thank you for opportunity to praise your holy name. Dear Lord, I ask that you will please bless me, dear Lord, the least of your servants, dear Lord. Help me to be able to expound upon your holy word this morning, dear Lord. Just let me decrease so that your Holy Spirit will be increased in me. Dear Lord, I ask that someone would be delivered this day from something. Dear Lord, and I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are truly my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Good morning, Theopolis. For those of you who missed my last sermon, I told you that Theopolis meant the one who loves God. So whether you're joining us via Facebook Live or on our phone lines or on our websites. We just want to extend to you, Theopolis, a warm and welcome from all of us at Archer's Grove. I want to thank my pastor this morning, Pastor Michael Thompson, for allowing me this opportunity to come before you all. Indeed, it's an honor, a blessing, and a privilege. I'd like to give honor and thanks to Bishop Cates for all that you do. For all of you that are not aware, Reverend Cook and I completed our course studies in December and received our associate degrees in theology and also the fivefold ministry. And we had a Zoom graduation last Saturday. And we will march as soon as COVID is over. So hopefully you all can come out to see us march when thus be the Lord, when he says we can do it. Thank you, Bishop, and may God continue to bless you for all of your service. Pastor Thompson, Reverend Cook, and myself, we're still in school in the pursuit of knowledge to make us better servants of God. Amen? If you would, please turn with me to the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, chapter 1 and verse 2 is where we're going to start. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoings? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked heem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. I'm raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. And if you'll turn with me over to verse 12. Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. My eyes, your eyes, are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoings. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? And if you'll go with me to skip on down to chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says, the Lord replied, write down the revelation, make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. though it may linger, wait for it. It would certainly come and will not delay. Well, church, this morning, I would like to speak to you from the text, wait and see what God is going to do. Amen? Someone said that God does not have to explain things to us. And if God explained things to us, we wouldn't understand. They said, have you ever tried to explain to a small child why they couldn't eat any more candy? Why they must wash their hands, brush their teeth, or comb their hair? Have you tried to explain to a teenager that they were making a wrong choice about something? Impossible, right? You see, a child's understanding is different from the parents because they don't have the experience. They see things as a child. But see, parents see things a child can't. I mean, you could explain, but the child would only yell, scream, or roll their eyes. So instead, we just spank them, put them in a corner, ground them, or simply tell them they must obey just because we said so. Now, it's not that much different with us, the children of God. We must obey simply because God said so. Amen? If God said it, that settles it. We must trust in the one who makes the rules. Amen? The book of Habakkuk was written by none other than Habakkuk himself between 612 and 588 BC, about 2,600 years ago. Habakkuk was quite an unusual prophet, being that most prophets speak to the people on God's behalf. But Habakkuk, he spoke to God on the people's behalf. Habakkuk was written to the righteous people of God that were glorified in the nation of Judah. But now, they had failed in tremendous corruption. And they were under attack. They were under physical attack. They were under spiritual attack. They were going through every type of turmoil you could imagine. Now, does that put you in the mind of anything? Maybe the great U.S. of A, with all the greed, deceit, and political unrest, Habakkuk pleaded with the Lord, please, please, please do something about this. Now, during this time, Babylon was becoming the dominant world power, and Judea, the fallen people of God, would soon feel its destructive force. Now, the purpose of this book is to show that God is still in control of the world despite the apparent triumph of evil. Amen? If you would, church, go with me back to Habakkuk. Habakkuk 1 and 1, 1 and 2, actually. Where Habakkuk complains. He says, how long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoings? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife. In conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked heem and the righteous, so that justice is perverted. Now, Habakkuk is thinking, why does God do something about that? Have you ever wondered why doesn't God do something about that? Well, what is that? I heard someone say that we all have that. And it's not hard to figure out what that is. Every day on the news, there's a that. That Trump. That virus. That. That. Some of you work for that. Some of you live with that. Some of you were diagnosed with that. That illness, that depression, that death, that financial difficulty, that relationship problem, that. Most of us find ourselves wrestling with that from time to time. It isn't easy when you're hurting. It isn't easy when you feel like injustice hasn't been served. It isn't easy when you've been mistreated. It isn't easy when you're frustrated. It isn't easy when you feel like God should be doing something about that. Sometimes it can be incredibly difficult to maintain faith, but we must continue to press on and have hope. Amen? We must wait and see what God is going to do. So in verse 5, God says to Habakkuk, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Amen? Now, I'm sorry. Give me just a second. My internet's acting up over here. Okay, even if you were told. Now, Habakkuk's thinking, yes. We're going to be blessed. God is going to bless us. We're going to be prosperous again. Yes. We're going to be blessed. But God says to Habakkuk, he says, hold up. Wait a minute, Habakkuk. Don't get too happy yet. It's going to get much worse before it gets any better. And then verse 6, you can see where God says, I'm raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth and seize dwellings that are not their own. They are feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Now, Habakkuk's tripping. No. That's not what I want you to do. I mean, I want you to do something. I mean, y'all know how we do. But I want you to do it the way I want you to do it. And I want you to do it when I want you to do it. Amen? But if you'll go with me on over to verse 12, if you turn with me on over to verse 12, Habakkuk's complaint continues. He says, Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look at evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? So, Judah's punishment would be at the hands of a less righteous people. Habakkuk was appalled that God would use the Babylonians to carry out their punishment. And the Babylonians didn't realize they were being used by God to help the people of Judah return to him. But Babylon's pride would be its own downfall. You see, evil is self-destructive, but never beyond God's control. God can use whatever unusual instrument he chooses to correct us. When we observe it, who are we to complain about how he does it? Just be thankful that he cares enough about us to correct us and not turn us over to a reprobate mind. Amen? If you would turn with me over to chapter 2, verse 2, where the Lord answers Habakkuk. It says, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. In other words, make it plain and clear so that anyone who reads this will be able to understand it and be able to apply it to their lives. Amen? For the revelation waits an appointed time. That means no sooner and no later. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. Amen? If it's not God's time, you can't force it. If it is God's time, you can't stop it. Amen? Wait and see what God is going to do. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. In other words, it's definitely going to happen. Do it linger? Wait for it. Now, don't you hate to wait? I do. You know, most people really suffer during this time. We hate waiting. We hate waiting in lines. We hate waiting at lights. In this microwave society, we don't want to wait on anything. We hate waiting. But God makes us wait. It strengthens our faith. The Bible says it will certainly come and will not delay. God will work out his plan in his perfect timing. God hates sin more than we do. And punishment to sin will certainly come. For Judah, for Babylon, and for us. Amen? Now think about this. The next time someone does you wrong, now they're going to get what they got coming to them. But if you just really got to get back at them, remember, you're going to have to answer for that. Amen? In Romans 12 and 19, go back and read it sometimes, where it says, my dear friends, Do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. You see, God will fight your battles for you. And every now and then, he'll let you watch. Amen? Just wait and see what God's going to do. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, God says, for my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. In verse 8, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. In verse 9, he says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen? So, people of God, we may not always understand how our problems and pains in life are going to help us to be more Christ-like, but we can trust in the fact that God loves us and his promise to make sure every situation is designed to help us grow and to help us develop in our faith. Amen? Habakkuk tells us that the just will live by faith. See, they will trust even though they don't see. They will hang on even though they don't understand. The next time you're in a difficult situation, I want you to ask yourself, do you trust him or don't you? Today I challenge you, Theophilus, wait and see what God is going to do. My prayer for you today is that the love of God and the precious Holy Spirit will rest and abide with you hereforth now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week.